November 9th and 10th marked the 50th anniversary of Kristallnacht, or Night of the Broken Glass, 2 days of ruthless assaults on the Jews of Germany and Austria that marked the start of the Holocaust. A new film is now opening around the country documenting another part of the Nazi terror, the German occupation of France. The film is titled Hotel Terminus. It's the story of Nazi Klaus Barbie. Our critic at large, Laurie Stone, has this review.
I'm not a fan of cultural marathons. I didn't last out Abel Gance's movie epic Napoleon, nor Peter Brook's 9-hour theater piece The Mahabharata, but I was engrossed from beginning to end by the 4.5-hour film Hotel Terminus. It's the work of French director Marcel Ophuls, who also made the 1971 mega-documentary The Sorrow and the Pity. Hotel Terminus chronicles the life and times of Nazi war criminal Klaus Barbie, known as the Butcher of Lyon. The movie is named for the building where Barbie was headquartered. In 1987, having eluded justice for over 40 years, Barbie was tried in France, convicted of crimes against humanity, and sentenced to life imprisonment. But Barbie is absent through much of the film. Instead, Ophuls concentrates on witnesses to Barbie's acts, and they are a copious slew out of Dickens or Balzac. A German compatriot speaks wistfully of the former Gestapo officer. A torture victim re-evokes the scene of watching Barbie savage her husband and son. An American intelligence operative speaks about employing Barbie after the war in an anti-communist effort. And one of Barbie's drug-smuggling cohorts in Bolivia is pressed into an interview. In 1951, with a French court about to sentence Barbie to death in absentia, he escaped to Bolivia with American assistance via the Rat Line, a network that smuggled out Nazis. In Bolivia, he prospered for several decades, functioning as a security advisor to the right-wing dictator Hugo Banzer Suarez and wheeling and dealing with Latin and German fascists. Part of the pleasure of this film, and it is a pleasure, is watching Ophuls, who speaks fluent German, French, and English, worm truth from his subjects. Often they don't tell the truth straight out. A former Ratline operative accuses Jews of making up crimes and persecuting Nazis. An American counterintelligence officer says, with admiration in his voice, that he didn't believe that Barbie was a torturer because he had so much natural authority. Barbie himself says that the word Nazi doesn't exist. Some of Ophuls' most powerful footage profiles Barbie's lawyer, Jacques Vergès, a left-wing critic of French policies in Algeria. He makes common cause with Barbie on the basis of mutual hatred of Zionists. Not only is the reasoning ghastly, but Vergès, who is of Asian descent, is a person whom Barbie the Nazi would have, and no doubt still does, deem subhuman. Ophuls sometimes charms his subjects, sometimes speaks ironically, and sometimes hammers. What crimes against the Reich could a 2-year-old girl commit, he demands of a fleeing ex-Gestapo officer. Ophuls' camera stares unblinkingly, while liars squirm. Barbie, however, doesn't come across as a hypocrite. His corruption of language is part of his moral and emotional hollowness. He knows no shame. He feels his appetite for control as a birthright. He is successful because he's never sorry, never above using blackmail or thuggery to get by. And in this way, he was able to thrive. Hotel Terminus emerges as a map of post-war corruption, with Barbie as an every slime. He croaks proudly in the swamp where secret governments direct foreign policies, where American heads of state make alliances with drug kingpins and fascist dictators, and where dead-eyed bullies are esteemed for being macho.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice.